call the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, the Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee, to order. It is Thursday, February the 9th, and we are here to have a work session with the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and I will open that work session and turn it over to Mr. Bender.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. The first item, you have two work sessions scheduled today from DCBS. The first is a request of theirs that you accept a report that they're required to present to the legislature by statute on the premium workers' compensation premium assessment rates. Before they begin, I just want to clarify one thing about this report. Under statute, the legislature has provided the Department of Consumer and Business Services with authority to set the rate of the assessment on workers' compensation insurance that is the primary funding source of the state's administration of the workers' compensation program, including OSHA. I add that because it may not, at least in my mind, I just like to emphasize that that's also part of this program that's funded. What you will be doing today is hearing a report on what's been happening to the finances of this program, what's been happening to the assessment rate, but you are not being asked to approve the assessment rate. This is just a report. If you accept this report, we will ask you to please designate a carrier who will carry it to the full committee, and then the full Ways and Means Committee will consider the acceptance of the report.
Okay. All right. Well, I will welcome Pat Allen to the table. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Senator.
Fine, thank you.
Patrick Allen, I'm the Acting Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. Don't want to take a bunch of your time today with this item, as Mr. Bender has outlined it both in writing to you and verbally. This is the annual change that we make, as he says, in the workers' compensation premium assessment. Just a little bit more detail, we view the workers' compensation system as really a seamless whole that includes both compensation insurance as well as the worker safety programs that that keep people from needing to be compensated or treated as injured workers. And so as he points out, the assessment pays for that unified system, as well as a federal component that also pays for the worker safety portion. The premium assessment has been decreased by a small amount this year. Most importantly, we believe that this is a level that will be sustainable and predictable for our target is for the next 5 years without needing to make changes further in that premium assessment. That will allow for, I think, some stability and some planning horizon on that assessment. It's important to note that the other component of workers' compensation costs for employers is the actual insurance itself. The pure premium rate this past year, as Mr. Bender also outlines in this report, has gone up by a small amount. I think I've had a couple of conversations with some of you to give you the notion that my sense is we're at a place where we've been through a long period of significant changes in workers' compensation and being able to gain improvements in the cost structure. We're at a place where that curve has, I think, begun to flatten out, and now the workers' compensation system will be more subject than it has in the past to changes in general health care costs, which is a lot of what drives that workers' compensation cost system. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have about the report.
All right. Any questions of Mr. Allen? All right. Thank you very much.
The Legislative Fiscal Office does recommend that you acknowledge receipt of their report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have of us as to the report or its contents.
All right. And we don't need BAM.
I believe that BAM is not
Nobody
prepared.
Nobody from BAM is here. Yeah. All right. Are there any questions of Mr. Bender?
Madam Chair, if you're
yes.
ready for a motion.
I am.
I would move receipt of the report.
Senator Johnson has moved receipt of the report. Are there any questions, any discussion, any objections? Seeing none, we have accepted the report. I'll close the work session on that and open the work session on the federal funds expenditure limitation increase. Mr. Bender.
And also, Madam Co-Chair, could I please ask you to designate a carrier for this, for the first item that you just approved, the receipt of the report to full committee?
Anybody? particularly want to carry it? Senator Starr?
I'm not on full.
Okay, if you're not on full, you can't carry it. All right. Representative McLean?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have opened the work session on the federal expenditure limitation, so you may proceed.
Fine. Thank you. Chair Verger, members of the committee, again, for the record, Patrick Allen, Department of Consumer and Business Services. This is the continuation of a discussion we've been having with you over the past several months about the second phase of a federal grant to improve the state's ability to engage in the review of health insurance rates. We previously received a federal grant in the first round, came back to you in the spring for authorization to pursue the second round of federal funding. There was some back and forth. Representative McLean, Senator Shields were very helpful in helping us work through the issues of what we needed to do to be able to get your approval to pursue that grant, which we did get. We have now been awarded the federal grant, and so we're coming to you today for authorization to accept that federal grant, to expend the funds associated with that, and for authorization to hire limited duration positions that would be associated with that. I believe it's 2.2 FTE. In this biennium, it's four actual living bodies that are associated with the federal grant, and those positions would extend for the duration of the federal grant, but not beyond that.
Any questions on the federal grant? Yes, Representative Huffman.
Kind of, sort of, Madam Chair. Something just came to me. As we worked with Teresa last year, who's the new Teresa? Pardon my ignorance. Is there a new Teresa?
Thank you, Senator Chair Verger, Representative Huffman. No, at this time that position is vacant. Lou Savage is the acting administrator of the insurance division. We are in the sort of the soft process of doing networking and those kinds of things to identify potential interest in the position. We have not pursued a waiver at this time from the hiring freeze to fill that vacancy. We anticipate after session either pursuing a waiver if that's necessary at that point or not, if it isn't, but moving forward then to fill that vacancy.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, Mr. Bender?
Madam Chair?
Yeah, Representative McLean.
Thank you. I know from the grant that $300,000 was designated for a outside group, third-party group, to review, and I think Osberg was designated. Now, from what I understand, that there's still money left over of that $300,000. Is that correct?
Yeah. Chair Verger, Representative McLean, my understanding is that the amount that we had identified for the request for proposal that we went out for that Osberg was the successful bidder on was somewhat larger than the $300,000 or so that was awarded that they requested and was awarded. So there is an amount for that function, as I understand it, that's not spoken for in the proposal that they made. We've not determined yet what to do with those remaining funds, but they certainly are identified. Were identified originally in that RFP as related to outside third party participation in the process.
Follow up.
I would be of the opinion and urge you to not absorb those remaining funds into another silo. There may be a need for a supplemental independent review, but I know agencies sometimes you shift. But my hope was that function, which I think is a pretty important function, that those monies would still remain there, available for that, to assure Osberg does what it was tasked to do, and to the extent it's unable, or you may see a further need, there might be others who could come in and supplement.
Absolutely. I appreciate that input, and that's an issue we'll look very, very closely at as we roll this out.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Representative McLean. Any other questions? Senator Johnson.
Just to build a record on this, I would like to have my opinion associated with that of young Representative McLean.
Any other questions? Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And, Pat, maybe you can't answer this, but you know, oftentimes when we get a federal grant for something, it's very specific, and they're, you know, it's got to go for this purpose. I'm glad Representative McClain brought that up, because my assumption would have been that you probably couldn't have diverted the money to something else. Do you know what the sideboards were on the grant, and if, in fact, it could have been diverted in any manner at all?
Thank you, Chair Verger. Representative Huffman, I am not as familiar with the specific details of the federal grant. I do know, I've been given to understand that that the dollar amount that we made available as a part of the RFP process was somewhat larger than what the winning bidder was able to or what they proposed for. So I think we likely do have a bit of running room, but I don't know that with certainty that I can guarantee you today that that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Follow-up? No. Any other questions? Senator Johnson.
I guess I just want to be clear about the winning bid was Osberg. We're suggesting that you hold money in reserve in case additional work has to be done.
Correct.
And so just for the record, there would be a de minimis chance that another organization would come in and lay claim to those.
Chair Verger, Senator Johnson, I'm sort of presupposing a bunch of stuff. I should confess I don't really know in detail. I think the notion would be to go back to the federal grant and determine the work that we committed to do and figure out whether we think that there is a gap between the work that we committed to do and the proposal by Osberg, and then determine what's the best way to go get that additional work done. That could well involve a different party, could well involve going back to Osberg for something different. It could be something internal as well. I think we need to see what that gap is.
That's reasonable. Madam Chair, follow-up. That's reasonable. It leaves you the flexibility to do a variety of things, hold and reserve, whatever you needed to do.
Okay. Mr. Bender?
The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that you approve this request, which would be, the effect of which would be to allow the agency to spend the grant funds, the federal grant monies that it has been awarded. We do note that the plan for the expenditure of these funds is consistent with what the agency indicated, or how the agency indicated they would spend the funds when the Interim Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved the grant in the first place. So if I may just read into the record, because I don't think this has been stated yet, exactly what we are recommending. It is that the Joint Committee on Ways and Means include a $2,434,040 federal funds expenditure limitation increase and the establishment of four limited duration positions, 2.22 FTE, in the 2012 session budget reconciliation bill for the purposes of this grant.
Thank you very much. I'll entertain a motion.
Could I ask Mr. Allen one more question?
Sure, absolutely.
Did the grant specify that number of people, or did you just calculate that you needed that many people to effectively discharge the work?
Madam Chair, Senator Johnson, it did not specify. That's our calculation based on the work that we needed to do to successfully fulfill the terms of the grant.
Thank you.
All right. I will now entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we accept the, or we approve the request here, for the expenditure of funds on the limitation increase request by the department.
Okay.
That was combined with
Representative Huffman moves that we accept the LFO recommendation, and is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, passes. Mr. Bender, any other?
Nope, you have no other items on your agenda for today's meeting.
All right, very, very good. Representative Witt, we accepted the acknowledgement of the report on the agenda prior to your coming in, and other than that, that's all the business that was taken.
Thank you.
I will close the work session on the federal funds expenditure, and if there's no other business to come before the body, I'll call the meeting adjourned.
Chair, do you need a carrier on that
side? No, we don't.
So, and don't.